जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जयो राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा तव विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमदिष्टि वाइन ग्रह सभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमदिष्टि वाइन ग्रह भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की, जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोवर्धन की, ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा माई यमुना माई की, भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की, गोलोकेर प्रेम धन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की, निताई गौर प्रेमानंद, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 31 वर्स 18। तेनैकमात्मा नमशेष देहिनां कालं प्रधानं पुरुषं परेशं स्वतेजसाध्वस्तगुणप्रवाहम् आत्मैक भावेन भजत्वमद्धा तेनैकमात्मा नमशेष देहिनां कालं प्रधानं पुरुषं परेशं स्वतेजसाध्वस्तगुण प्रवाहम् आत्मैक भावेन भजत्व तेनैकमात्मानमशेषदेहिनां कालं प्रधानं पुरुषं परेशं स्वतेजसाध्वस्तगुणप्रवाह आत्मैकभावेन भजत्वमद्धा But to a translation, tena, therefore, ekam, one, atmanam, unto the Supreme Soul, ashesha, unlimited, dehinam, of the individual souls, kalam, time, pradhanam, the material cause, purusham, the Supreme Person, Paraisham, the transcendental controller. Svatejasa, by his spiritual energy. Dvasta, aloof. Gunapravaham, from material emanations. Atma, self. Ekabhavena, accepting as qualitatively one. Bhajadvam, engage in devotional service. Adha, directly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Because the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes, He is the super soul of all living entities, and He exists as both the remote and immediate cause. Since He is the aloof from material emanations, He is free from their interactions and is Lord of material nature. You should therefore engage in his devotional service, thinking yourself qualitatively one with him. Purport. According to Vedic calculations, there are three causes of creation: time, ingredient, and creator. Combined, these are called Tritayatmaka, three causes. Everything in this material world is created by these three causes. All of these causes are found in personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Brahma Samhita, Sarva Karana Karanam. Narad Muni therefore advises the Prachetas to worship the direct cause, the personality of Godhead. As stated before, when the root of a tree is watered, all the paths are energized. According to the advice of Narad Muni, one should directly engage in devotional service. This will include all pious activity. Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kritya Hai. When one worships the Supreme Lord Krishna in devotional service, one automatically performs all other pious activity. In this verse, the words Svatejasa, Dvasta Guna Pravaham are very significant. The Supreme Personality is never affected by material qualities, although they all emanate from His spiritual energy. Those who are really conversant with this knowledge can utilize everything for the service of Lord, because nothing in this world is unconnected with Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So, this is a wonderful section where Narad Muni is instructing Prachetas. So, in this translation, in this shloka, Narad Muni says that because Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes, He is the Supersoul of all living entities, and He exists as both remote and immediate cause. So He is aloof from material emanations, is free from their interactions, and is Lord of material nature. He should therefore engage in devotional service, thinking Himself qualitatively one with Him. So we hear repeatedly that Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes. Okay. Practically all the prayers, any prayer if we pick up, we will find this statement, how Supreme Personality is actually the cause. Everything comes from Him. And Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavatam repeatedly so many times in so many chapters mentions and stresses on this point. So today, we will just discuss what is the need of hearing and studying this concept of that Supreme Personality of Godhead is cause of all causes. So we will discuss, I have tried to summarize 10 important reasons or benefits, importance of why we should hear and read, understand this concept that Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. So this purport specifically has two sections. One describes, Prabhupada says, that how Supreme Personality of cause of all causes. Actually, three parts of this purport. One, He is the cause of all causes. Second, He is cause of material nature but not affected by material nature. And third, everything can be utilized in service of God. So we'll be discussing in this flow. Let's see. So this is a very wonderful thing. The first thing is, the reason is philosophical foundation. Okay. The first reason is we should have a philosophical foundation to establish a relationship with the person whom we are aspiring with. So we are trying to develop a relationship with Krishna. We are trying to develop a relationship with Lord Gauranga. So the most important thing is, Prabhupada says, that religion is philosophy as well as sentiments. So generally, it's very easy to get carried away with emotions, because that gives immediate pleasure. Okay, it's very easy, like people have that emotional, they are very much easily affected and carried away by the emotions. And therefore we see, and they play a very important part in India, like so many culture we have, and especially ladies of different parts of India, they have very strong emotions towards for practicing certain thing, which they absolutely have no knowledge what they are doing. But still they have so much emotions flowing. So this is good in one sense in terms of having a culture. But if we don't have a strong philosophical foundation, then our emotions will change once the philosophical reasoning is not there. So it's easy to change the emotions, if like, and that's how we have seen that so many people all over India, in spite of having the most wonderful gift of taking birth in Bharat and getting the opportunity to practice Sanatan Dharma, just because their little philosophical foundation was shaken by a certain group of people, they started thinking, oh, I am on the wrong path. Okay, so I have met various people, the simple philosophical questions that many used to say that, okay, Lord Shiva is knower of, he is God. So one person said, Hindu said, yes, he is God. And then said, but if he is God, then how could he understand that Ganesh is his own son? And just by speaking simple questions, and it's right, yes, it's all fake, it's just stories. So just if we don't have philosophical foundation, it's very easy to change the emotions. Second, if you don't have philosophical foundation, our relationship with that person will not be strong. Okay, so we will discuss this point and all different points, taking this wonderful pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela. Okay, so one time in Yatra, our bus got 20 buses were going in a certain direction, and all of them, like, they lost their way. The drivers lost their way. So they landed up at certain place, and all the buses were parked in a fields, and the Vrajvasis, they welcomed, they became happy to welcome all these buses. So many devotees are coming. And then Maharaj, Izzuddin Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he sat there and he said, if this was the case in US, where 20 buses like would have come into someone's field, then there will be like people who would have shot guns and they would have called military and whatnot. But here is a Vrajavasi who is, 20 buses are parked in his fields, and he is saying, oh, I have such a great fortune. So many devotees are coming in my field. Definitely, I will be getting a good crop. His name was Pitambar, right? Maharaj was telling. And he was very much excited to welcome all these devotees. So then Maharaj was saying that, actually, I was very encouraged. We were very encouraged that we lost the way, because this is the place where Brahma Vimohan Leela happened. And we are at a place where Brahma Vimohan Leela happened. And Brahmaji also got bewildered. And he didn't realize Krishna is God. And we are in his sampradaya. And we came here in a very wonderful way. And we will discuss this pastime. And then he began this pastime. And what he wonderfully describing that. So Brahmaji, he saw that Krishna killed Aghasura, and Krishna and all his friends used to, when they used to go to picnic, and every day was a picnic. So when they used to go to fields and forest to enjoy, so they used to play like anything. Like, games are very much important part of like all humans. So they used to play how used to they used to play, like someone used to like see a bee and they used to make noise like a bee, they used to run behind him. Someone used to see cuckoo and they used to sing like a cuckoo. Someone used to see birds and birds were flying in the sky, and seeing the shadow they used to run and try to catch the shadow, fly like the bird. They used to walk like swans. They have a very wonderful, they swim very nicely, and they like used to move like swans. Then someone used to climb a tree like monkeys, and what not. They used to steal the lunch boxes, and when the person used, when the some that boy used to start crying, they used to return him, and they used to play, and they used to just were so much absorbed in games and games. It said that they used to forget eating, they used to forget their rest and everything. So Yogamaya is concerned. It's a responsibility of Yogamaya that everything works nicely. So this was a plan of Yogamaya, that because they were so much absorbed in playing, they used to forget eating. So just to break their absorption, Yogamaya used to arrange a demon every day at a particular time, so that there was a break in the performing their pastimes, okay, playing games especially. And when they used to stop playing, they have to fight with Krishna, have to fight, and there was like now the there was a movie that was going on and Krishna was then acting. So Krishna used to fight with the demon, and then after fighting, because they were after fighting they feel tired, so they used to start taking their lunch. So this was everyday routine. Every day someone used to come, Krishna used to kill, and then they used to perform their they used to have their lunch. So every day, so one day when they were just having performing activities like this, playing, and that day Aghasur came, and Krishna killed Aghasur. Wonderful pastime. And then all demigods and everyone, all devatas, they started enjoying. That drums were being beaten, and everyone, there was a festival throughout, everywhere, all the planets. And it was such a big festival. It is said that demigods used to fear so much from Aghasur that when Krishna actually entered Aghasur and it's the fight was going on, they were hiding behind the clouds to see that what will happen. Because in case tomorrow Krishna, I mean, they were just doubting. And when he closed his mouth and Krishna got trapped, and Krishna is gone, he is killed, and demigods are like in so much fear. So they were thinking that in case tomorrow Krishna is not there and Aghasur is alive, then he will come and take revenge that all of you were standing in clouds and seeing balcony show. Come, I will give you the real entertainment. So they were hiding behind the clouds and seeing the pastime. They were not directly in front to see that pastime. So, and when Aghasur got killed, there was such a festival. Everyone was in full excitement. Everyone was such a festival. It was happening, and noise reached to Brahmaji, and Brahmaji came and he's, what's this happening? And everyone said, Aghasur is killed. Who killed? This boy from Vrindavan killed. He's God. He's Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the actual controller. So this is one of the reason again why we should have philosophical foundation. Okay. So Bhishma Pitama, he says that everyone gets bewildered. So here Brahmaji is getting bewildered. So we are trying to establish relationship with Krishna. At no point we should think that now we have understood. Okay. So Brahmaji is not an ordinary person, and definitely he must be knowing everything. So there will never a point when we can say that I have known everything, now I understand this concept. So therefore in Bhagavatam, if once it's said, na, Krishna is Supreme Personality of God, what is the use repeating it? Okay, if Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the very first shloka, 10 reasons, 10 different reasons he gives, in many ways he establishes how Krishna is the cause of all causes. And if we see Chaitanya Charitamrit, initial chapters just describing this very tattva, the philosophy, how Lord Gauranga is the Supreme Personality of God and non-different from Krishna. So therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Bhishma Pitama says, Nahiyasya karhichid rajan puman veda vidit sitam yad vijigyasaya yuktya mohiyanta kavayopihi. Even the great scholars gets bewildered, okay, trying to understand the actually what is the position of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should be constantly putting efforts. We should be constantly reminding ourselves. So therefore, first canto, second canto, third canto, fourth canto, how creation took place, how creation took place, how creation took place. So many times creation, at least five times it described how creation took place. And same thing in different ways, this way, that way, that way. Just to stress this point. And who is saying? Sukadeva Goswami. To whom? Parikshit Maharaj. How many days? 7 days left. He's about to die. And he's telling what is the purpose of life, what is the ultimate goal of life. And he's so many chapters, cantos is describing, first making this foundation. Okay, when building is made, we see that so much weeks it goes just to build the foundation. Nothing is seen above the ground, everything is going on inside. Okay, then you start seeing something after some time. So this is the foundation. So Prabhupada says this first 9 cantos we should read first, understanding that who is this Krishna, who is performing such wonderful pastime. So this is very important. Therefore he says, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Siddhanta baliya chitte nakar alas iha haite Krishna lage sutruda manas. That one should not be lazy in understanding, hearing these pastimes. So we should, sometime it really, like this section, it comes, okay, we just keep going to Leela. We like to discuss Leela. Of course, Leela, it gives, again, as it says, it's very easy to hear and exchange and discuss emotional things. But it's very difficult to, and this foundation is not seen, but it's the part that holds everything. Okay, and that comes by serving great devotees and by reading scriptures. So therefore, we should repeatedly try to understand. We should repeatedly, at least, it's very difficult to hear these things in Bhagavatam. We hardly hear, like anyone who is the speaker as well as the hearer. No one, after a certain point, they get bored. Okay, if the tattva siddhant is like discussed for a long period of time. So, but at least in our personal study, we should try our best that we read as much as we can. And therefore, systematic study and reading systematically, page by page, verse by verse, is very important. And Prabhupada has explained this so many times. Okay, and especially the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and first 7 chapters or few chapters of Adi Leela that describes the philosophy. Okay, so Brahmaji at that point. So Brahmaji comes and sees, is this Krishna, is the Supreme Personality? So he knows everything, that who is God, what is the power of God, I took birth from God, how is this world is maintained, I am the creator of entire this huge creation, I am the creator and he is creator of myself. So he knows everything, but still he gets bewildered. Why? By seeing the activities of God. Who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is he doing? He is snatching food from other, like his friend's plate. He is snatching food from the mouth of other devotees. So, is he Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is he doing? Jumping, playing, like, is he God? So, he gets bewildered. He gets bewildered. He tries to test Krishna. So it's absolutely possible that even we can get bewildered. Okay, it's just because like Brahma is, we are in Brahma Sampradaya. So we should understand, many times when we read pastimes of Indra, Brahma, we think, this is a Bhagavatam pastime. But this is Brahmaji is getting bewildered is a very, very significant pastime. And we should understand that the importance that even we can get bewildered, how we won't know, we don't know. And we have seen, therefore, when reading, when Srimad Bhagavatam was being discussed, After fifth canto, we used to see, observe that after fifth canto, Gaurang Prabhu used to come and he gives, like, at least after fifth canto, before beginning sixth canto, used to come. Initial days when Gaurang Prabhu was like very much active after establishing this Vidyapeeth. After fifth canto, used to come and he used to give one lecture, definitely. So we used to, we didn't understand why he comes after five cantos. So he said that many devotees have left ISKCON trying to understand this creation. And they had various different viewpoints on this, how this creation happens. So he said that we have to understand that Krishna, how he creates everything, and we have to understand that how this creation we can understand to some extent, we cannot understand many things. And we understand that, yes, we cannot understand the creation of God and can understand to some extent. And when we have this faith that, yes, He is the creator and He is the actual origin of everything, and we don't get bewildered in technicalities and the details and exact things and go in minute details and get stuck up in different opinions, then we can actually start relishing the holy names. And then sixth canto begins with Ajamil, where the holy names are described. Okay, so philosophical foundation is very much important. Then Brahmaji comes and he we know the pastime that he steals the cows and all the friends of Krishna. And when he comes back and sees everyone like as it is, then he seeks forgiveness and starts offering various prayers. Okay, so this is a wonderful section in second chapter of Adi Leela, where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is establishing this fact. Entire chapter is to establish this fact, how Krishna is supreme cause of all causes. Okay, then Brahmaji, after he is offering his prayer, seeking forgiveness, then he says this wonderful shloka, which is described in that chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehinam atmasya dikshakhila loka shakshi narayano angam narabhujalayanat tachapi satyam natavaya mayaya. He says, O Lord of Lords, you are the seer of all creation. You are indeed everyone's dearest life, the soul of everything. So you are Narayan. Narayan refers to one whose abode is in the water born from Nara, Garbhodakshay Vishnu. And that Narayan is your plenary portion. He is telling Narayan. So you are the Narayan. So he is confused that, is he the Narayan? Is he the creator? Who is, like, entire creation comes from whom? Narayan. But is he the Narayan? Now he is telling you are the Narayan. Okay. So all your plenary portions are transcendental. So they are absolutely not creations of Maya. So we will just have summarized this chapter and we will just try to hear few important key points that Brahmaji says in this section. So Krishna says, then Krishna, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he says, like, Krishna says, Krishna kahena brahma tomar pita narayan ami gopa tumi kaiche amara nandan. So he says, Brahmaji says before that, tomara nabhi padma haite amara janmodaya tumi pita mata ami tomara tanaya. That I am your son. From your nabhi, padma haite amara janmodaya. I have taken birth from your navel, from the lotus. So you are my father and mother. Tumi pita mata. Because Krishna, he gives birth to Brahma without help of anyone else. So he is the father, he is the mother. Who is? So tumi pita mata amit tomara tanaya. So he is telling to that small boy, Krishna, now, who is bewildered like Narayan. Krishna says, Krishna kahena brahma tomara pita narayan. But your pita is narayan. How can I? Ami gopa tumi kaiche amara nandan. How can you say that you are my son? So Brahmaji says that I have already got bewildered once. Now I will give you three reasons that why you are only narayan. So he says, first thing, you are narayan because you are the super soul of all living entities. Okay? You are like earth is the shelter of all the pots. So there may be so many pots all over the world, all over the universe. But who is the ultimate shelter of all the pots? Earth. Okay, so similarly, you are the shelter of all living entities, super soul of all living entities. Nara shabde kahe sarva jivera nichaya, ayana shabdera kahe tahara ashraya. So nara refers to aggregate of all living entities, and ayana refers to refuge of all of them. So nara ayana, okay, is the refuge of all living entities. This is the first reason. Second reason, he says, you are shelter of all the three Purusha avatars. Okay. And so Narayan is the shelter of all living entities, and you are the shelter of all Purusha Avatara. So Brahmaji is actually in direct touch with Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, Karanodakashayi Vishnu. He knows these personalities are in direct touch. Okay. Then he says, you are the shelter of all these Purusha Avataras. I got bewildered because I thought you are different. So now he is like stressing this fact. No, you are the shelter of all these Purusha Avataras. Narera ayana yate karah palan ateva hau tumi mula Narayan. So you are the original Narayan. I got bewildered that you are not Narayan, but you are the original Narayan because you are the source of all the other Narayan. Okay. So he is the second point, that you are the refuge of all the Purusha Avataras who are the shelter of all the living entities. First, he says, you are the shelter of all living entities. You are the shelter of all the Narayan who are the shelter of all living entities. And then he says, third point, that you oversee everything. Everything is like Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti Suyase Sarcharararam. So it's not that Purushavataras have come and they perform everything. Every activity of all avataras, all living entities, directly overseen by you. Okay, so therefore you are the Narayan. And then he says, Ataeva Brahma Vakye Paravyoma Narayan Teho Krishnera Vilas Ehi Tattva Vivarana. So you are the original Narayan, because you are the according to Brahma, Narayan is the predominant deity in transcendental world, who is Vilas feature of Krishna. So you are the original Narayan. So in this way, Brahmaji establishes this fact that how you are the original Narayan. Okay. Then in that chapter, he says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Chaitanya Mahima Jani Esab Siddhante Chitta Drida Haya Lage Mahima Jnana Haite. He says that by such conclusive studies, he is telling, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that I am studying, I have such a strong philosophical foundation, and because of such conclusive studies, Chaitanya Mahima Jani Esab Siddhante, I know the glories of Lord Chaitanya. So one can know the glory of Lord when one have this understanding that how is the creator of everything that exists. Okay. So this is a wonderful thing. And then this is first thing we discussed, that is the philosophical foundation of everything. Second point that comes, that it's Krishna is the origin of everything. Now second point that's immediately, which is connected to first point, that if he is the creator, then naturally the qualities of the creation comes is present into the creator. Okay, so immediately if someone has made, if you go to a coal mine and you say that I work in a coal mine, then there should be some things associated with your, some black like mark will be there on your body or something. Okay, so it's very difficult. Suppose there is a son, like your son has done his son has done some mischief, okay, and the neighbor comes and start fighting with the father. So he says, the father says, he is my son, okay, but our DNA doesn't match. Okay, he is my son, but our DNA doesn't match. I take care of each and every needs of this son, but I have never touched him. Everything is taken by care of by me, but I have never touched him. And anything he does, ओनली वेन आई गिव द परमिशन, बट आई एम एब्सोल्यूटली नॉट रेस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर वॉट ही डज, सो यू कैनॉट से एनीथिंग टू मी. सो दीज आर द स्टेटमेंट्स दैट इज बींग ट्राइड टू एस्टैब्लिश इन कनेक्शन टू गॉड, दैट दिस वर्ल्ड इज मेड बाय मी बट एब्सोल्यूटली नो कनेक्शन विथ मी, आवर DNA डजंट मैच. So this entire world is created by me, this entire creation, whatever we see, this prakriti comes from me, but no, there is no connection with me. So this is the thing that is like we have to understand, and that's where Mayavadis get bewildered. Okay, so they say that this is different, that is different. So this concept of achintya bheda bheda, that I am this thing, but this thing is separate from me. And I am not connected with this particular quality of this thing. So this is very bewildering. Then Radha Gopinath Prabhu once said that Krishna is trying to say that I am in this room, the room is in me, both are into each other, but I am outside the room and I am not connected with the room. So this is what is Krishna and material world. Material world is within Krishna. Okay? It originates, material world is within Krishna. Krishna is within each and every like minute element of this material world. But Krishna says, I am totally different from this material world. There is absolutely no connection. So this is very important. So first is understanding that position of Lord Krishna. And second is how Krishna is the cause of all causes, but he is not least affected by any of the qualities of the causes. Okay? Everything is coming from Krishna, but he is absolutely aloof from the qualities of the creation. So this is very important point. So he is the creator, but still he is not affected by the qualities of the creation. And third point. So we have to understand. So by understanding that Krishna is the cause of all causes, is the creator but not affected, we can actually understand the true glory of Supreme Personality of God. When he is performing his pastime, what is his position? So that Supreme Personality of God, to glory of his position, to glory of his mercy, okay, he is coming. So who is the Supreme Personality of God? The creator of all the creation. He is that Supreme Personality of God who has, like, if you are trying to book an appointment with some CEO of some company, okay, and you are trying from so many days, and finally you get an appointment after 7 to 8 months of your efforts, and when you come to the gate, and at the gate that CEO comes running to you to receive you, so how will we feel? That this is the supreme person, this is the supreme creator of this factory, and he is coming to receive. Okay, so similarly, that Krishna is coming to this world to reciprocate with each and every living entity. So that is the glory of his mercy. That is the glory of his position. And that when we understand his greatness, we can actually be grateful for his actions. We can be grateful for his, what he does. Sarvasva chaham ridhi sanna vishto. He is going to each and every living entity. In so many birth he is taking. In so many forms. In so many species we are traveling. And Krishna is accompanying. So one becomes grateful. So this very gratitude. If we understand his position. And we understand his mercy. Definitely the outcome will be gratitude. And when we have that gratitude, that His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj says that humility takes birth in the womb of gratitude. Okay, so when we feel grateful that Lord is doing so much for me, then we easily, like, our journey becomes much more easier. Suppose a person comes and you are walking on a road, and the person, you get pushed by some person and you just fall down in a muddy water and you break your leg. Your leg gets fractured just because of careless behavior of this person who pushed you. Unknowingly or knowingly, whatever. And you are very angry and you are fuming and you are like you just get up somehow and you are trying to react. Okay? But then you understand that this is the same person who has, like, suppose you know the background, this is the same person who has, like, giving you the expenses of your education from your childhood. Is the person who gave the bill for the operation of your mother. He is the same person who's like performed the helped in the final rites of your lost father. Then, what will be our reaction? We will tolerate. We will tolerate. Okay, nothing. He has just pushed me. It happens. He has given so much. So, our tolerance, our capacity to tolerate in this world increases with gratitude. So if we have that quality of gratitude, that what has been given to me, then we, okay, it's okay, little bit things happen. So what have been given to us, supreme treasure of all the three worlds is being given to us. But rather than valuing it, somebody gives you 1 crore rupees and takes 10 rupees from that. So we'll not be much affected, okay? So he has given 1 crore rupees and he takes a glass from your locker or your home. So you will not fight for it. So you have received such a great treasure. If we actually know the treasure and we know the value of that treasure, automatically we transcend and we get the strength to tolerate. So we know the true glory of position and wonderful pastime. And we are just discussing the pastime of Kubja, how Lord reciprocated with Kubja and gave his mercy. Okay. Anyways, we'll move ahead. So it also increases the sweetness of Lord's pastimes. Okay. One, understand the first, we had the two glory. Now, the sweetness of Lord's pastime. Now, which child doesn't eat mud? Okay. Which child doesn't steal and when his mother and father is not seeing? But when this small activity is performed by Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the creator? Who is the Supreme Lord, owner of this? And so this is what creates bewilderment. Even Brahmaji gets bewildered. So if these activities are done by some ordinary child, who cares? Who cares? Everyone does. But when this is done by someone who is the creator of everything, okay? So long before I remember that there was a president of a country and he came and in a gully he played cricket with small kids. And that was like the headlines of the next day newspapers. Now, who doesn't play cricket? So many people play cricket in all over country. But he came in front page. Why? Because who is this person? This president of a country. And he is playing cricket, which is played by every other person. So when a small activity is performed by a very great personality, that small activity becomes great. Okay, that doesn't remain small activity. So that is the glory of Krishna. So we understand. Then when he performed this simple pastimes, playing with boys and performing all sorts of, he plays some simple jokes, like he cracks jokes. When bee is coming, Krishna stands in front of Madhu Mangal and say, "Hey, you have come to kill my friend Madhu Mangal. I will not allow. How? Let me see how will you go." And other all calves start laughing and boys are laughing. So he is, who will not get bewildered if we are not very much rooted in this foundation of the glory. So these pastimes of Lord, we will actually relish these pastimes, we will actually enjoy these pastimes when we will understand the glory of this Supreme Personality of Godhead. Fifth, we will develop that faith and conviction. So our faith and conviction will increase when we'll understand this. Otherwise, we will be bewildered. We will be bewildered in our faith that is He Supreme Personality of Godhead. We will get bewildered, or our faith will not be so strong, or we will be bewildered by the various conclusions of Shastras. So very wonderful pastime. We will just discuss this. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this wonderful pastime of Bhagavan Acharya, okay? So he's a very great poet. He's a very learned scholar. Okay. And he's a, to some extent, a devotee of Lord Krishna. And he is writing very wonderful poem for Lord Krishna. So he's repeatedly approaching Swarup Damodar Goswami that please hear my poetry. I have written a wonderful poetry. Please hear. And Swarup Damodar Goswami is just trying to, he knows to some extent, but he's just trying to avoid. Then finally one day he said, okay, say, explain your poetry. And he describes the poem. And very wonderful poem. You will, like, an ordinary person will say, oh, what a wonderful poem. He says,
Vikacha kamala netre Shri Jagannatha sangye Kanaka ruchir ihatmanya Atmatam yah prapanna Prakrati jadam asesham Chetayana virasit Sadishatu tavya bhavyam Krishna chaitanya deva.
So he says, this verse says, Supreme Personality of Godhead has assumed, so he is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Supreme Personality of Godhead has assumed a golden complexion and has become the soul of the body named Jagannath, whose blossoming lotus eyes are widely expanded. Thus he has appeared in Jagannath Puri and brought dull matter to life. May that Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya bestow all good fortune upon you. Now, if an ordinary devotee is will hear this, oh, and actually all the people, personalities who are sitting in that assembly, they started glorifying, wow, what a wonderful shloka, it's glorifying Lord Chaitanya. Okay, so now everyone was happy except Swarup Damodar Goswami, and he was fuming with anger. And then he says, so this is the reason why we should hear what is the minute difference, what is the, and even many of us will not understand at very first, like if we hear at a very first conversation, that what is the fault in this shloka. Then he says, okay, Srila, and Swarup Damodar Goswami, he first says to Acharya, Bhagavan Acharya, please explain. And then he says, Kavi kahe Jagannatha sundara sharir, Chaitanya Gosai shariri mahadhir. Shariri mahadhir. So he said, Lord Jagannath is a most beautiful body and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the soul. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami says, Are murkhe apanare kaili sarvanash, duita ishvare tora nahika vishwas. He says, oh, fool, you have destroyed yourself. Okay, he was very eager to say this poetry. Now with this poetry, you have destroyed yourself. Okay, you don't have faith that Lord Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are one and the same. You have made distinctions between these two. So he was very much anger. And then he says, Purnananda Chitta Swarup Jagannath Rai Tarakaili Jadanashwara Prakritakai. So Lord Jagannath is completely spiritual and full of transcendental bliss. Okay, so this is the next point. We will see that seeing everything in relationship with Krishna, we can understand what is spiritual and what is material. We should have that knowledge that okay, Krishna is the cause of all causes, so everything comes from Krishna. Now Lord Jagannath is made from wood. Now we can say he is wood. Okay, now that wood is Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna and that wood. So that is important. So this concept is important, that he is the cause of all causes. He is not connected with his creation, but he is the creator. He is present in this wood as Jagannath. He is Jagannath. He is not present. See, even our statement comes. It's exactly mistake that Bhagavan Acharya is doing. He is Jagannath. So Lord Krishna is not present in this deity. Lord Krishna is this deity. Okay, so this is what is required, why we require to hear these pastimes and understand what are the minute effect. And then, so seeing everything in connection with Krishna. And then, he says that you have distinguished between, so you have told that Tara Kaili Jada Nashwara Prakritika, you have told that Jagannath has a Nashwara Prakritika, this wood has a dull matter and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving life to it. So you think that this wood is dull. So that's the mistake. And then he says, Purna Shadaishwarya Chaitanya Swayam Bhagavan Tara Kaili Shudra Jeeva Spulinga Saman.
and you say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Purna Shad Aishwarya Chaitanya Swayam Bhagwan, is the origin of everything. Everyone comes from him, and you says that he is a spark in a wood. All spark comes from him. He is the origin of everything. So, and he explains very beautifully and establishes that how both are same. And then Bhagwan Acharya, he is like very much. So now he says that how this this deity, this wood is not dull matter, but God himself. He establishes. Now Bhagwan Acharya is absolutely ashamed, and he is embarrassed, and he is very much in like he's thinking. Shunya kavira haila lajja bhaya vismay hamsa madhye baka yaiche kichu nahi kaya. Then he understand that hamsa madhye baka, I am the bakula in the, all the swans who are present here, and who am I? So he becomes very much ashamed, but he's a devotee. He's like, he's not an atheist or something, he's not a mayavadi, he's a devotee, but he has like made some mistake. And then seeing that, and Swarup Damodar Goswami, being a devotee, naturally very compassionate, he says that he encourages. He starts encouraging Bhagwan Acharya. He says, okay, it's okay, I will tell you. He says, how to read Srimad Bhagavatam? Okay. Then he says, how to read Srimad Bhagavatam? Yaha Bhagavata pada Vaishnavera sthane ekanta ashraya kara chaitanya charane. So you should take shelter of Vaishnavas. So ekanta bhagavat pada vaishnava rasthane. You should go and take shelter of Vaishnavas and take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Okay. Chaitanya re bhakta gana nityakari sangha. So associate with the devotees. Okay, therefore, very first purport of first loka of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says how to read Bhagavad Gita with the help of a devotee of Lord Krishna and not whimsically. Tabete jani bas siddhanta samudra taranga. And then you will be able to understand the conclusions of the various waves of the siddhantas that are present in scriptures. So associating with devotees, hearing from devotees, we should try to understand this very concept. And then he says, just 5 minutes more we will take. Then he says that how actually what you said is not wrong. Okay. Then he establishes fact that actually Mata Saraswati is trying to glorify with your words. Okay. Then he says that how Indra said to Krishna, you are Vachalam, Balisham, Stabdam, Agyam, Panditamaninam. So Indra is, when in Govardhan Lila, he is trying to blaspheme Krishna. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami, Vachalam, he is very talkative, Balisham, he is a childish, Stabdam, he is impudent, Agyam, he is ignorant, Pandit Manina, he thinks himself very learned. So he is telling, but actually Indra thought that he is blaspheming, he is doing blasphemy, he is criticizing, but actually he was glorifying. How? So Vachalam, he is like a person who can speak, even though a boy, he can speak very nicely the essence of scriptures. Vachalam, Balisham, in spite of so learned, he presents himself as an innocent child. Stabdam, he is impudent, very stubbed, no. So, there is no one else to whom he will offer obeisances. So, therefore, he is stabdam. Okay, he is erect. Agyam, so there is nothing that is unknown to him. Therefore, he is agyam. And Pandit Manitam, everyone considers himself as a Pandit, even by learned scholars. So, he says, similarly, here, Jagannath, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu soul and Jagannath body is a jad. Actually, Jagannath, though he is Krishna, he is jad here because he is fixed at one place, he cannot move. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to spread the glory of this fixed Jagannath, and in this way he is spreading the glory everywhere. So in this way, whatever you said is right, so don't get. So hearing this, when he heard this explanation, he actually took shelter of Swarup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees, with blade of grass in his teeth. And okay, so this is, so seeing everything in connection with Krishna, everything, whatever. So Prabhupada was flying, first time he like took a plane, and he saw all the buildings, small matchboxes, and he's thinking, oh, how from even spiritual world, if you see from high spiritual world, this material world are like small, this matchbox. He's seeing from that angle. Everything he used to see from that angle. So Radha Landanishwar, everyone was, that person is saying that when first time he saw it is little broken, but he's seeing that this is Krishna's plan, that he wants to come here and he wants to reciprocate. So he's seeing Krishna in that form, which is brought by some karmi person from somewhere, but Prabhupada is seeing that this is Krishna's plan and he has come here. And I was just discussing how this quality of devotee is, he sees a little spark which is there, this Krishna conscious spark, and he tries to engage in service to Krishna. So that is quality of devotee. And Prabhupada, in all Western world, these are like so much in ignorance in everything, but Krishna says that, oh, they are devotees of, they are children of Lord Krishna. What is one thing that I can engage in service to Krishna? So Westerners had that adventurous quality. Indians are not so, like, we can't do so much adventure, leaving home at the age of 12, 14, 16, going and meeting with, no, we cannot do. So they have that adventurous quality. They have that desire to do something with, they were into drugs, but what was the reason? They wanted to understand, they want higher happiness. So Prabhupada he was seeing that, what is the one thing that I can engage in service to Krishna? So they want higher happiness. They are in some search of absolute truth and they have this adventurous quality. Prabhupada just caught these wonderful things and engaged in service to Krishna. So what great sannyasis and big scholars can't do, this Prabhupada changed entire world. So this is the thing. Utilizing, so everything is in the, seeing everything in relationship with Krishna. So these are the personalities, people who are in drugs and all bad habits, but they can be spiritualized. They can be spiritualized. So Prabhupada says that the difference between material and spiritual is the consciousness behind it. So this world is material when it is under Maya. This world is spiritual when it is under Krishna's internal potency. The wood is living. When you are trying to do something for our personal enjoyment, that is Maya. But we are making deity of Lord Krishna, that becomes spiritual. So there is no difference actually. This is Achintya Bhedabhed. He is cause of all causes. He is totally detached from his creation, but at the same time, he is present, very much present in the creation, and there is no difference. So to understand this requires mercy, it requires service. Okay. So this is sixth thing, and we will just summarize other points. So to respect all beings as per their state. Okay, so understand that, okay, what are the these demigods, to not get bewildered. So respect all the personalities at their position. Okay, like I am connected to one person, I'm just trying to say that please chant Hare Krishna. And I say, I am very much connected to my Mr. Devala, that's very fine. You can continue. Just add maybe little bit Hare Krishna. No, they cannot accept. So because of this, and we see that just by discussing this journey of self-discovery, and we just establish everyone's position, all the demigods' position. So many people, like recent journey of self-discovery course, so many came and thought, we thought everyone are same. Today we understood what is their position. So we start respecting, and it's not that we disrespect any demigod, but at the same time, we respect them according to their position. Okay. Eighth point, not getting bewildered by the externals. Okay. So Brahmaji gets bewildered. Indra gets bewildered. Seeing the past, these activities of Lord Krishna. So we should not get bewildered by the external things. Okay, activities or anything that happens in this world. So some person shows some magic, we think, oh, he is God. Okay, so not getting bewildered by the dualities and the externals of this world, if we know that everything comes from Krishna. Ninth point, dealing with reversals. If we know, so if we just develop this faith that Krishna is the cause and everything comes from Krishna, then it helps to deal with the ups and downs and the reversals of this world. Okay, Chitraketu Maharaj is being cursed by Mata Parvati. Okay, then he comes down, offers his obeisances, and he says that, oh, actually everything is under by desire of God. You're cursing, I am getting cursed, I might be taking birth. Everything is in the plan of God. So he is being cursed, such a great tragedy, but he could accept that just because he has this conviction that everything, the cause of all causes is Krishna. Wonderfully, Bhishma Pitama says, Yata, the Yatra Dharma Suto Raja, Gata Panir Vrikodara, Krishna Strigandivam Chapam, Surit Krishna Stato Vipati is telling that Yata Dharma Suto Raja, that Yudhishthir Maharaj is there. Kada Panir Vrikodara, the greatest warriors in the entire planet, Bhima and Arjuna is there. Forget everyone, Krishna himself is there. Still, you have so much of problems in your life that. Only one reason, that's because of only one reason, this is plan of God. This is plan of God. So we will be able to, Parikshit Maharaj, he was cursed by a small boy, Sringi. He could have cursed back, but no. And so we develop that strength to deal with the challenges, the dualities of this world when we have faith and conviction that this is plan of God. And finally, being an instrument, first our understanding the relationship with God, strengthening our faith, and at the same time, it helps in preaching Krishna consciousness. Okay, when we see everything in connection to God, the cause of all causes, then we can actually, and we discussed this past time of how great devotees, Prabhupada and Krishna, smallest thing, anything that can be engaged in service to Krishna. Okay, so it helps in preaching. When we see everything is actually, Krishna is the cause of everything and we have faith in them, then we will actually see this world that even same point, dealing with reversals, we can understand why this person is behaving like this. Why I am being behaved by others like this. Why these things happened in my life like this. Everything we can understand when we say that, okay, is the cause of all causes and maybe because of my karma is coming back and these people are behaving like this, but they are ultimately they are Ansha of Krishna, and though they are into such bad habits and such place and such involved in such activities, that can be spiritualized very much because Krishna is, the difference is only in the consciousness, because Krishna is the source of this world. So when we just change the consciousness, that thing becomes Krishna. That things which is dull matter becomes spiritual only by, and that it helps in preaching. So these are the 10 points. Sorry, I took a little over time. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki che. Srila Prabhupada ki che.